They do like their gadgets in Italy. The country may be in recession, but the Ulectronica shopping store is still laid out like a monument to high-tech consumerism. On display, every kind of gadget, from a digitally controlled toothbrush to the widest of widescreen TVs. This is a large family firm that dates back to the 1950s, but it's flagging. Sales are down, they didn't make any profit last year. And the company's owner, Paolo Galimberti, thinks he knows what's to blame. A program of economic reforms which so far hasn't gone far enough.
In a period of crisis, we need speed to introduce many reforms. Mr. Monti and his government reduced the bureaucracy, but we have not enough flexibility to employ new people and to fire people who work in the company. I'm quite sure that new reform can be introduced.
Va bene, dichiaro chiusa la votazione. Comunico il risultato.
They do seem to be trying. Only this week, the Italian Parliament passed another measure to reduce regulation in the labour market. And Mario Monti has also cut pensions and government spending. A country that prides itself on the dolce vita has been getting a taste of very bitter medicine. Perhaps not surprisingly, Monti's popularity has plummeted as a result. And that matters because this one man is seen as the critical driving force behind the reform program. Marco Tronchetti is chief executive of Italy's world-famous tire company Pirelli, and he's worried.
We have real problems still ahead of us. The major changes have to be made now. And to pass a real change, Mr. Monti needs stability. So what we hope is that he will be able to stay until the new elections, implementing the major changes we need.
What happens if they don't come fast enough? What happens to Italy?
Give me an option to have another question. I don't want to... I'm saying that it's so dangerous if it happens that I prefer to answer to another question.
Is that bad?
It is very bad.
At a rather nondescript building in the north of Milan, I met one group of people whose support Mario Monti desperately needs. He can really only stay on as Prime Minister by consent of Italy's largest political party, the People of Freedom, the party of Silvio Berlusconi. These party activists still have posters of Silvio Berlusconi all over their office, apparently unfazed by all the allegations of financial mismanagement and bunga bunga. Mr. Berlusconi has hinted recently he fancies another crack at running the country. And one of his MPs, Simone Crowler, made clear the party's backing for Mario Monti is not unconditional.
We do really support Mario Monti in his effort, but so far we haven't seen a new performance of Italian economy. So it's an ongoing debate whether to continue in having faith in Mario Monti and this cabinet or not. Every political force in parliament is saying if jobs are not created, okay, general election is the only option.
He certainly is getting it in the neck from all sides. Mario Monti's political partners proving lukewarm in their support. Industrialists casting aspersion on the adequacy of Monti's reforms. And coming at him from the other end of the ideological spectrum, many of Italy's trade unions have made it clear they intend to oppose his program every step of the way. Fabio Garfi is a spokesman for Italy's largest union, the CGIL.
If you ask people to suffer in order to get out some problem, you have to give them some answers about how they will improve their condition in the next future. If you make an austerity plan, cutting everywhere, if you don't allow people to get a bit of money in order to live, they won't spend money, and the crisis probably never will pass.
What happens if Mario Monti and his government continue with the measures that they're taking?
It's possible for us to claim for a general strike in the next months. This crisis is an historical moment for our society and for the European societies in general.
They've already had one historic moment here in Italy this week. Certainly it felt like one when the national football team beat Germany 2-1 in the European Championships. They showed the match on a giant screen in front of Milan's Duomo Cathedral, the fans displaying a level of devotion to match that of any religious pilgrim. And talking to them afterwards, at least those still sober, many told me that having beaten Germany on the football pitch, it was time for their leader, Mario Monti, to be equally tough in EU negotiations.
He has to be very, very aggressive, because Angela Merkel is just selfish, just like Europe is Germany, and it's not like that.
Germany nowadays is just trying to behave like a leader, while in the European community we all be together.
So what should your Prime Minister, Mr. Monti, be saying to the Europeans?
Well, first of all, I think the clear message is that we need help, and as we are part of the community, they should help us. We need help.